You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Bam! Jason Waller here with Jason Waller Unleashed. That's right, the biggest, the baddest, the fastest growing podcast right now on society and culture and comedy. It is growing. We have talked to entrepreneurs. We just had, I don't know which one just we launched this week. Was it... was Brad Lee. We had Sean Whalen on. So we've got some treats coming up. We've got Keaton Haskins was on. We've got... Kendra Lust coming, Eric Thomas, Ed Mylett, all coming out here this week as well. So super excited. Here we go, baby. We are going to do this live show here. Here in the studio, I've got aliens next to me. You can see right there's one. You've got that one right there. I've got a camera right here. We're doing a live feed in to record the audio for this thing. And instead of going live on Jason Waller, bam, I thought I would go live here on Unleashed and talk about what I want to talk about today, which is... drama and complaining and it's drama and gossip. Thank you. Tony reminded me. Drama and gossip. For those that waste their fucking time in drama and gossip, that's why they stay behind. If you notice, winners don't worry about the drama and gossip. You notice successful entrepreneurs, business owners, high-level celebrities, actors, actresses, musicians, rappers, athletes, they don't waste their time in drama, negativity, bullshit, any of that kind of stuff. You know, gossip. They're not out gossiping about people. Hey, did you hear what's going on here? What about this person? You know this? Like, if you're so worried about what other people are doing, if they're renting space in your brain, you're fucking losing. That's what's happening here. You're losing because you're not spending your time making yourself better. You're not setting your goals. You're not setting your standards. You're not fucking growing as a human being. You're worried about what everyone else is doing. Therefore, you're pretty much a hater. You're gossiping about people. You're projectiling negativity and insecurity that you have internally, and you're sharing it with everybody else because you don't like who you are. You don't like what you're going through. And look, I'm sorry you don't like who you are, but that's not my fucking problem. My fucking problem and agenda here today is to make sure that you don't waste your time worried about that motherfucker or that lady there or that person and what they're doing or what they look like or what they're building or how much money they've made or how much money they've lost or who they're with and who they're not with. Like, the drama and the gossip is detrimental to your growth. And that's why fucking winners don't deal with drama and gossip. You're never going to see me gossiping about somebody. You're never going to see a successful entrepreneur gossiping about people, talking shit about people. That is an insecurity trait. When you spend your time gossiping, you need more shit to do. You need to focus better on yourself and how to get better in life and not waste your time. If you're gossiping and you're just talking shit and there's all this drama with you, eventually you're going to seclude yourself out of circles. People aren't going to want to be around you. I know several people that I care about, but I won't hang out with because they're fucking drama. All they do is talk shit about people and they gossip. They run their mouth and they gossip, and it gives them some kind of way to feel better about themselves to talk bad about other people. And here's the ironic thing. Some of these fucking people won't even say it to those people's faces, which is a whole nother category to talk about, where what we call two-faced, right? Or you talk out of both sides your mouth. That's the thing. Like, if you're going to talk shit about somebody, first of all, you shouldn't be gossiping or talking shit or being drama. But if you're going to, you should be willing to bring it up to their face. You shouldn't be half-assed or bitch-made and be like, let me talk behind your back. And then fucking tell you about it later. Let someone else tell you about it. Like, and deny it later. Like, How many of us have friends or couples that we hang out with, and like all someone in that is all they do is they're running their mouth, that they're gossiping, and there's drama going on, and the struggles you have with that when you're wasting your energy spending time gossiping and spending time with drama, you're not growing, you're not able to level up, you're not able to take the goods in life and to be able to level up your life. Instead, you're worried about what other people are doing, and you're spending all this chaotic time doing that. And then when you hang out with couples that are doing it, it's draining. So you're like, I don't really want to hang out with this couple anymore. Because why? Because it creates me to feel negative and dirty, because this couple, all they do is talk about everybody else. They don't want to, and bad. They don't want to grow. They don't want to enjoy the moments and the memories. They don't want to be able to, you know, talk about taking on the world and growing as an individual and growing in my relationship and growing in my business. No, they just want to hate on people and gossip about people and talk shit about people. And it's so unhealthy. Winners don't gossip. Winners don't deal with drama. Winners don't sit there and complain and project negativity and insecurity to people. Winners embrace and love to see success. Winners love to see people elevated. Winners love to have people around them that are uber successful, where they can learn from them and share those stories of success and be excited about it. Like a lot of your winners, they don't want to win alone. They want to win with a group of people. That's what's exciting. Like when you have a group of people winning, it's super exciting. When you have a group of people that are just really successful and they've stepped up in life, it's really exciting. It's exciting to say, hey, you know, I'm around this person and I've watched this person grow from here to here to here. And I've got to see what kind of individual they are, how they stayed humble, how they stayed hungry, how they stayed, you know, true to the word, how they continue to grow and embrace and create jobs and create relationships and create wealth. That's exciting. If I'm going to sit here and talk shit about somebody and worry about what somebody's doing in their life, their relationship, their business, trying to compare myself to them, that is what weak losers fucking do. That's what they do. They spend their time doing that. And a lot of you know that you're guilty of that shit. You've been at a dinner, or you've been at a party, or you've been at a gathering, and all you're doing is talking shit. Why does Stacy look like she lost so much weight? Did she take drugs? Why does Mark look like he's not really rich? He's just like, why do you care? Why not be happy to see success? Why not be happy to see people successful? Why not happy to see people grow? I'm about to change this off this one. Hold on real quick. Bam, back live here on the podcast. We had to cut off for a few minutes to do this tracking. We are talking about gossip and drama. That's right. How does gossip and drama slow you down in life? How does gossip and drama not allow you to grow? If you're wasting your time in the gossip, in the drama, you will never be successful. You are a fucking loser. Losers like to gossip. Losers like drama. Losers like to projectile negativity and insecurity. That's what fucking losers do. Winners don't do that shit. Winners focus on how to get better, how to elevate others, how to better the place, put a dent in the universe, and grow and inspire and elevate and take things to the next level. But if you're a gossiper, or you're someone who just fucking fiends for drama, more than likely you're a fucking loser. That's just the facts. Like I'm not making it up. You don't see uber successful people fucking worried about gossip and drama. You don't see them talking shit about other people. You don't see them getting in the weeds, complaining, pointing the fingers, being a hater, drinking the haterade. You don't see that stuff from uber successful people. They don't waste their time. They live their life like a racehorse. They have blinders on and looking forward. They're not looking backward to the past. They're not looking right or left to their peers or the wannabe peers, or the people hating, okay? You have to get that shit out of your mind. If you're not growing, but you're fucking notoriously known for fucking gossiping, you need to look in the mirror and go, fuck, I gotta quit gossiping. I gotta quit talking shit. I gotta quit making fun of people. I gotta quit hating on people. I gotta quit fucking creating drama and creating problems. Like, you have one fucking life to live. You don't get a redo. You don't get a fucking, hey, time out, let me fucking start over. You've got one. So why are you wasting your time talking and hating on people that you're uncertain about, or that you don't know about, or that you think you know, but you don't know? Like, why are you gossiping about people? You're actually giving these people space in your brain, space in your life, and projectiling your negativity. They say those that talk shit about people, those that have a problem with people, they're really projectiling their own insecurity. Like, when I see someone uber successful or uber in shape or uber good looking or beautiful, I am never a hater. I'm always like, dude, good for them. Like, that's fucking, like, I got to step my game up. Hell yeah. That's a good feeling, right? But there are people out there, and some of you are listening to this right now, and you are notoriously known for just hating on anybody who's successful and hating on anybody who's complaining in life and hating on or anyone that's growing in life and hating on anybody that has done things good in the world. And you're looking for reasons of taking away what they've accomplished. You are basically using their success as your failure and your failure because their success. You're finding excuses of why they're successful rather than saying, hey, I'm learning something why they're successful and I could take that knowledge and apply it to my own life. Instead, you're trying to really deface or minimize their success to make you feel better. You are basically gossiping and putting people down in order to better your situation and your feelings because you're an insecure motherfucker. That's what that is. You're so insecure that you can't fucking embrace, elevate, be proud of, be excited for. You have to continue to just belittle and put down because you are insecure, because you like gossip. You like fucking drama. And I don't know why that is. Like, I see this so much. We'll go to a dinner and we hang out with certain couples and there's some couples I don't even want to hang out with anymore. I'm like, dude, all that person does is fucking bitch and complain. Straight fucking drama. It's annoying. Complains about everybody else. Talks about everybody else. Then talks about what they're doing to better themselves and they really ain't any fucking better. And it's like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, why am I wasting my energy with people like this? I feel dirty. I literally hang out with these kind of people and I feel fucking dirty that I'm sitting here listening to them projectile talk shit about, you know, about everybody. Like, that's just, I don't understand that. I don't get why they can't be happy for people. I don't get why they can't be excited for people. I don't get why they can't be, you know, energized to want to do better like some of the other people. It just doesn't make sense to me at all. I'm just not sure of why it's like that. Let's see here. But I hate that. I hate that people get into that negative spiral of the drama and the gossip. I fucking can't stand it. It's just not like, I'll be at the gym and I can just, you know, I got AirPods on. And if I'm in between songs or something, dude, I'll just hear somebody talking shit about somebody else. And I'm just like, why are you wasting your breath and your energy worried about what that person's doing, not worried about yourself? Why are you judging that? Like, I hear it all the time. I hear it at the gym. I hear it at restaurants. I hear it at work. I told you, I hear it with people we hang out, neighbors. Like, dude, fucking neighbors gossip. We've got a neighbor down the street. I'm not going to say this person's name because I'm not going to give them any clout. And this person, literally everything, if I go outside and fart sideways, he's sharing it with people. And I'm getting messages like, heard your house for sale. Heard this. Heard you doing this. Heard you bought a car. Heard you bought this. Heard you do this. Heard you got new blinds. Heard, like, I'm like, how the fuck do you know? Like, there are people that just are so fascinated with other people's lives and they just want to gossip and they just want to fucking talk shit and they just want to create drama and they just want to fucking because their life is miserable, because they're fucking losers, because they have no clout, they have nothing to flex about and be excited about. They hate everybody else's success. They struggle with bettering themselves in life. It's horrible. And I don't know how we fucking help get these people over it. I think the first thing you have to do, step one of this, is you have to learn to love yourself. You have to learn to love yourself so therefore you can love other people. You have to be able to be comfortable with yourself. You have to be proud of yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to love yourself. There are always things, even if you love yourself, you believe in yourself, you're proud of yourself, all these things, there's going to be times that you still look in the mirror and you go, I don't like that. I deal with that every day. I'm like, fuck, I'd love to get rid of the dad bod, you know, from the chest up, dude. I'm like fucking jacked from the chest down. It's a dad bod, dude, right? I eat like shit. I see guys in the gym, they're fucking crushing. I'm like, dude, they're eating better and working hard. I got to get my shit together. That's not hating. That's seeing somebody and going, damn, I want to be motivated to do more. That's how you should take that shit. But I don't. And it's priorities to me. You know, it's priorities to me. It should be a top priority. It's not. My ass is drinking a Mountain Dew today. Okay. I needed some sugar and caffeine. But the point is, it's like, I keep telling myself one day, and I'm a big preacher about make it day one, not one day. I just don't dedicate the energy and the patience. You know, I feel like I've got so much to give every day and I give a lot to it on my family and to building a business and things like that. Right. Where I don't have, the drive or the push to really want to do it physically. Like, I'd love to be in shape, have a six pack, be fucking fantastic. Like, walk around my shirt off, be like, what, motherfucker, right? But I'm not that guy. At least not yet. Maybe one day. Maybe I'll get to that point. Maybe I'll focus and get that done. Maybe I'll prioritize and get it done. I just ain't that guy. So what I'm saying is, if you've got to learn to be proud of yourself, and you've got to learn to respect yourself, and you've got to learn to believe in yourself, and you've got to learn to love yourself and have self-confidence in order to be a better person in this world, to project, you know, greatness and excitement and elevate people and not be a hater and not be insecure, you got to feel those things about yourself. But that doesn't mean you're going to think you're perfect. There's a fine line between arrogance and confidence, right? I ride it. I suggest you ride that line. It's okay to be confident, love yourself, be like, I'm the shit, I'm really good at this stuff, I'm proud of myself, this is my angle, this is that. But arrogant is like, I'm better than you, and I'm better than you, and that's arrogance, and that you don't need to be. You should be confident. You should not be arrogant. Arrogant is unhealthy. Arrogant is pompous. Arrogant is douchebag. Confident is, dude, I love me some me. Like, I'm good with me. I don't care what you think about me. It's not going to affect who I am. It's not going to affect who I'm going to be. It's not going to affect my decisions. It's not going to affect what I'm going to end up being in this world. Like, you didn't make me, and you don't create me, and you don't end me. You have nothing to do with me. So I don't allow that shit, that noise, that gossip, that drama to get into my head. I love me some me. But there are things I need to work on. And that's okay. That doesn't mean I don't like me. That doesn't mean that I'm a fuck up. That doesn't mean that I'm insecure. That doesn't mean that it means that there are things that I could do and be better. I could definitely fucking eat better. I definitely can do more cardio, tighten up the fucking body on the physicality part. I definitely, could learn to have more sympathy and empathy in life, right? You know, I'm a really, you're falling down, get your ass up and let's keep going type person. And I'm really trying to be more in tune with my feelings and with my understanding of hearing and listening, right? Let me say that again. My understanding of hearing and listening. I'm trying to be in tune with that, because you can hear someone, but are you listening to them, right? And you got to understand what they're trying to say and, you know, be sympathetic and empathetic and be there for them. Right. And so those are things that I've been working on. And those are things like when I look in the mirror, I know myself, I'm like, I got to do that better. I got to work on this, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that. Like, there are things that I challenge myself to do all the time. That's okay. But if you're looking at yourself and you're like, I'm ugly, or I'm fat, you know, nobody wants me, and, you know, I'm not smart. When you start doing that, that's not true. That's not true. God made everybody equal. He gave everybody attributes, skills, deficiencies, superpowers. You just got to find what yours are. You've just got to look in the mirror and understand that you're beautiful in your own way, and that there's somebody out there that thinks you're beautiful also, and that some beauty is more inside than outside, and some beauty is outside than inside. I say that all the time. I get in trouble for it. People get mad that I say it, but I'm like, look, somebody that's really, really, really beautiful, a 10 on the outside, usually is not a fucking 10 on the inside. They're like a 6. And somebody who's a 10 on the inside usually is not a 10 on the outside. They're like a 6. Like, that's what happens. You can't make this shit up. I believe it's like a video game. God made each one of us, gives us our attributes, kind of like video game. You know, where were your attributes? Are you tall? Are you fast? Are you smart? Are you slow? Are you short? Are you fat? Are you built? Are you intelligent? Are you beautiful? Are you cute? Are you, you know, are you like, what are your attributes, right? So God, in my opinion, makes you perfect for what he wants in you, right? And then you have to find those abilities, and you have to find your skill sets, and you have to find your superpower, because everybody's got some. And then you have to focus on those and not your deficiencies. And I tell people, I'm fat. I'm like, first of all, you're not fat. You know, you should never tell someone they're fat. Like, you just can't. Like, it's not cool. But I like, dude, if you don't like it, do something about it. Like, I don't like that I'm fucking dad bod from the chest down, right? I got a dad belly. I don't like it, but I tolerate it, and I don't hate it. Like, I don't look at myself and go, oh, fat. Nobody likes me. Like, I look at myself and go, damn, motherfucker, I feel good about me. I mean, I got some work to do. Like, I'd like to fix my dad belly a little bit and, you know, be able to wear a fucking tank top and fucking be like, what? You know, that'd be cool. I mean, I'd like to do that, but that can make or break me, right? And so you got to get in your mind and to be able to focus on the goods that you have and set, you know, people are like, I'm gonna wait for New Year's resolution. Fuck that. Like, you can make it day one right now and you could say, I'm gonna focus on this one aspect of me that I don't like very much, that I wanna like more of myself. And I'm gonna give it 30 days straight and I'm gonna work hard at it and see if I made progress. And usually you'll make progress and then you go 60 days to 90 days or, you know, a year, like 1 year from now. You ever hear like somebody gets dumped and they're like, fucking, you check me out in fucking 1 year from now who the fuck I am? Like, that's you're using a negative, turning it to a positive, and you're setting goals to go out and crush it. And sometimes we need something bad in order to kick us in the ass to do what we need to do to be who we are. Let me say that again. Sometimes in life, we need something bad to happen to us in order to kick our ass and put us in gear to be who and do what we are intended to do and be who we are intended to be. That's a fact. That's how this works. So sometimes you go through a relationship to get you to wake the fuck up. So, you know, a relationship breakup to get you to wake the fuck up. Sometimes you lose something in life financially or business-wise because, you know, that wasn't for you and there was another plan for you to make you, you know, go better. Maybe you get fired in a job and that's because another door opened. I mean, it is true. I don't know if you've ever heard the red car theory. The red car theory, okay? So the red car theory goes like this. If I ask you right now, yesterday, how many red cars did you see? You're going to tell me, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't pay attention. I don't know. 5, 7. I don't know. I don't remember. But if I say, okay, well, today I'm going to pay you $100 every red car you see. Would you track the red cars you see? The answer is yes, you would. Why? Because there's incentive and you're prioritizing, you're listening, you're hearing, you're looking for that opportunity. Let me say that again. You're looking for those red cars because it pays you. Well, luck is the red car theory. Luck is those red cars going by and you've got to look for them. But because you're not incentivized to look and take those opportunities, people are like, man, that guy got lucky. He didn't get lucky. He paid attention to his opportunity and he fucking took it. Oh man, that person got that girl. How'd they do that? They paid attention to their opportunity and they took it. The reason why a lot of us are failing in life is we're not paying attention to the opportunities. We're not taking risks. We're not paying attention to those red cars going by. We're just fucking delusional with gossip and nonsense and drama. And we're not paying attention to that going by going, I got to jump on that opportunity and say yes more and take a chance here. That's the difference. I don't believe in luck. I believe in opportunity. And the opportunity is, did you take your opportunity when it presented itself? And the red car theory says, if I incentivize you to pay attention to red cars, you will do it? Yes. It's the same thing if you know, if you have in your mind that an opportunity to come by can make you grow, make you money, make you better, make you in shape, make you all these things, then you've got to learn to pay attention to those opportunities, those red cars coming by. You've got to pay attention to those so you can be a part of the, you know, to jump on that ride to better your life. But you don't. A lot of you don't. I mean, even there's days I don't. I miss them. You've got to be open to opportunity that presents itself. You've got to be open to change. You've got to be open to take risks. I always say scared money don't make money. You've got to invest time and energy and sometimes money in order for things to happen. You've got to plant seeds, but you've got to be, your eyes got to be open and you got to be looking for opportunity. This person's not luckier than you. They were able to find those opportunities better than you because they were looking. And you have got to look more. You can't sit around and you can't wait. You've got to step up and you've got to make sure that you have got every opportunity you can to be better in life, in relationships, in anything that you do. So as we wrap up this show, two things I want you to pay attention to. One, stop the gossip. Stop the drama now. It ends today. Stop it. Quit gossiping about people. Quit fucking talking negative about people. It makes you look like an asshole or Nimrod. It makes you look like you're insecure and you're vomit in the mouth and you project down your own insecurities. Know that shit right now. Stay out of the fucking drama. Stay out of your own fucking lane. Like, stay in your lane and stay out of other people's lanes. It's not your business to be involved in other people's fucking business. It's your business to better yourself and your family. So get on that fucking par right now. And then two, I want you to start focus on loving your fucking self more, paying attention to yourself more, pushing yourself to be better in all the categories of life. Understand that you're beautiful inside and out. And understand that if you don't like something about yourself, make sure that it's that you don't hate it. It's that you dislike it and you're giving a plan to help make it better, whether it's personality or physicality or whatever it is. You go and you put the effort in to make a change. If you're not fucking putting an effort in, it isn't going to change. And then three, the final thing is look for the opportunity. We talked about the red car theory. Pay attention to your opportunities that come in front of you. Jump on those opportunities. Those unicorns only come by every now and then. You got to keep your fucking eyes peeled back. You got to pay attention to those coming or you're going to miss that fucking opportunity and you're going to watch other people do it and it's just going to be a vicious cycle. Bam!